Hey everybody, it's LogicBomb82 from the Mature Minded Gamers. We are a group of adult gamers who have jobs and lives, but also several passions, including video gaming and board gaming. And today we're going to bring you our board game podcast. So grab those dice and get ready to roll.
Hey everybody, Will and Eric here for Mature Minded Gamers Board Games Review, and tonight we're going to be talking about another Kickstarter preview for a game called Dungeon Party. Dungeon Party is by Forbidden Games. Forbidden Games is a company that is founded by two veteran designers and entrepreneurs, Jason Kapalka and Glenn Drover. Jason Kapalka you may know from games such as Bejeweled, Peggled, Plants vs. Zombies, and Glenn Drover, you may know him from board games such as Railroad Tycoon, Age of Mythology, and Age of Empires 3. So Dungeon Party is a dexterity game that plays very similar to the old drinking game Quarters, where essentially what you're trying to do is bounce a quarter into a cup of beer, and if you get it into the cup, then everyone else has to drink theirs. So this game is in a similar facet. It is a very, very much a drinking, play anywhere social game where you're going to be trying to go through a dungeon, bounce quarters off of a coaster, trying to deal damage to a certain enemy, collect some loot, level up, get to the end of the actual dungeon itself and kill the big bad. Each enemy coaster is going to have different abilities, such as making maybe a player stand on one foot, cover their eyes when they are doing their flip of the coin, could be damaging multiple heroes. Basically, what you do is you bounce the coin on the mat. If it lands, then you are going to deal damage to the monster. If you miss the coaster and it doesn't land on the coaster, then the monster is going to deal damage to you. It sounds like a pretty crazy bar game where you're definitely going to be drinking. What are your thoughts on this one, Eric?
You know what? I really like this game. I like the price point to get the first package at $19. That's very affordable. You know, this is the geek's quarters, basically. If you ever wanted to play quarters and be cool in a bar, you know, and be whatever, well, now you have cards that, like, have abilities, and, you know, you can target enemies, and this is pretty cool. I like it a lot. I think it would be a game that you could introduce almost anybody to, you know, that may never have played a board game like this, you know, before, like, a more immersive board game. It reminds me a lot of, like, One Deck Dungeon, where you just, you know, you have a pack in your car, and you know, if you're like, hey, let's go to the bar, you just grab it with you and take it inside. Just gives you something to do, and you know what, it would be a great starter to get to talk to people, because people are going to be like, what are you playing, you know, and people will be like, oh well, I play quarters. I'm like, yeah, you can play this. I really like it. I think the price point's right. I don't think I would buy any of the high-end packages, at least at first, until I actually played it, made sure I liked it. But yeah, I'm pretty into this. I think I'm gonna back the $19 package right now. I think
I like the fact that they're not cards. I like the fact that they're coasters. So, I mean, from what I'm able to ascertain of this, you spill shit on it and it's not going to be a problem.
And I think that, you know, obviously has to be a big point to this game because,
right?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. If they were actually like cards, then, you know, you're looking at water damage. But then also the fact that you're throwing metal coins onto the cards themselves, get them all damaged and everything. Plus this would also take away a little bit of the bouncing of the weapon coins. I don't know. This one seems pretty, it could be pretty fun. I could definitely see this one playing with just a group of people that necessarily aren't gamers, but like you said, have played quarters before. I like that you still have some variation with a D&D elements as far as like different types of traps or different rooms that you go into, different weapons that you can carry, as well, you know, different treasures that you can find, as well as the different enemies, the different character classes that you can pick. Not much in the way that I can really imagine from a strategy standpoint. It's more of a your skill standpoint. I can see this one being pretty fun in a, not so much of like a, depends on what, I guess, what kind of bar you go to play this. I think would be a, you know, kind of a deciding factor in that too.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there too. You'd have to have the right people too. I mean, you can't just, you know, people are there to drink a beer, but I don't know. I like it. Like if you got some friends and you guys are wanting to go out and get some drinks instead of playing a game, I think it'd be great to bring it along.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and test the waters. Maybe it doesn't go good with that group. Maybe it's awesome. It's going to take you, you know, a couple of minutes to get it set up and you'll know right away.
Right. And I think if you're wanting to get your friends drunk and you're good at quarters, this would definitely be the way to do it. I think, like you said, for $20, I think it's a good value. I can't imagine really buying $60 pledge myself. Be honest with you, I don't really know how much I'd actually get this one to the table. But I think for $20, just to have something you keep in your car, so that way when you do go out to the bar, you go out somewhere to have a couple drinks, then you have something fun to bring in.
I think you nailed it. I would love to play it and review this. So hook us up with a copy. Check out our website, MatureMoneyGamers.com. We do video games and board game reviews.